This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We are continuing in Daf HaShavua, the final stretch, the home stretch. So, the Avodas Yisrael says that after Tisha B'Av, we lay in Kabbalah Satorah because we weren't allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. So we need a new acceptance of the Torah in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av. So here we go. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We begin with Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Beis Shammai Oirim Tinasei V'Titok Subasa. We know that a woman who says her husband died, she is believed. She's believed to remarry. We say Isha Daiko Mitzvah. A woman will look into it and she'll marry. So now that's a special dispensation so that the woman shouldn't be in aguna. But the question is, can we utilize her believability to say not only could she remarry, but if her husband died, she should be able to collect the ksuba from her husband's estate. So Beis Shammai says, Tinase v'tito ksubasa. She should marry and she should collect her ksuba. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel says, Tinase v'loy tito ksubasa. She should marry, and she can't take the ksuba. It's a heter that she could marry, but legabe monetary law, we need two witnesses. We don't have two witnesses to allow her to collect the ksuba. Amru lehem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says, Hitartem erva chamura v'loy nater mamon hakal. Beis Shammai says, you're going to let her get married, which is a severe issue. You're not going to permit a lenient monetary matter? If you're going to let her remarry, certainly you should allow her to collect the ksuba. Amru lahem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, come on. Shein ha'achin nechnasin lenachala. Excuse me, Amru lahem Beis Hillel. Matzinu, we find shein ha'achin nechnasin lenachala alpia. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. We know that we do allow her to marry, but we don't believe her regarding Inyanei Mamonos. In other words, if she says her husband died, then the brothers of the husband do not inherit his estate if they're heirs of the husband. So clearly we see we only believe her regarding marriage, but not legabe ksuba. So don't say, well, if you allow her to marry, which is chamor, certainly you should allow her to collect the ksuba. Because we know we don't rely on her for inyanei mamonos. The proof is that his brothers can inherit his estate. Amru lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, V'haloi mi sefer ksuba nilmaid shuhu kaisavla. From the text of the ksuba, we could learn that indeed she should be entitled to get the ksuba. Because he writes to her in the ksuba, She'im tinasi la'acher, if you're going to marry someone else, titli, you'll take masha kasav lichi, that which is written for you. So in the text of the ksuba it says, lady, if you ever remarry, you could collect your ksuba. So if she's allowed to remarry, she should be able to collect the ksuba. V'chazu Beis Hillel l'hoyres k'divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel retracted to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. You know, we explained many times that the relationship between God and the Jewish people is the relationship of Yibam. We are God's Yivama. We're Zakuk to Hashem. So Hashem, we're not married yet, but we're Zakuk to Him. So maybe at the end of Masechta Yevamos, where by the end of the Masechta, the Yibam has taken place, so now it's like the end of days, so in the end of days we follow Beis Shammai. So here in the end of days, Beis Hillel is retracting to follow Beis Shammai. We have a number of situations like this at the end of Yevamos. Okay, in any event, that's the halacha of the Mishnah, that Beis Hillel retracted and he said, you know what, I agree, it says in the Ksuba, when a woman is allowed to remarry, she gets a ksuba. Amar of Chizda, Nisyavma Yivama, if a woman says her husband dies, and then she does Yibam to her Yavam, Nichnas Lenachala Alpiha, then the Yavam enters into the husband's estate on his account. Meaning, even though Beis Hillel said that she's only believed regarding remarrying, she's not believed for Inyanei Mamonos, but Beis Hillel would agree that if she does Yibam to the brother inherits the husband, his brother's estate, the deceased estate. Why? Heim darshu medrash ksuba. Why would this be? Because Beis Hillel would say to Beis Shammai, you Beis Shammai, you expounded the language of the ksuba. Anu loy nidrash medrash Torah. We should not expound on the language of the Chumash itself. If you're going to be a stickler and be medayik in the text of the Ksuba, then we should darshan the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yakum al Shem Achiv. The Yavam stands in the place of the deceased, Amrachmana. Vahare kam, he's standing there, he did the Yibam. So from there we should learn that. Anytime you do Yibam, you get the Ksuba. Rav Nachman says the following shayla, bus lebezdin. Let's say she comes to Bezdin. From and she says, Meis Bali, my husband died. Hitiruni linase. Allow me to marry. So Matirnala Aisa linase, we allow her to remarry. Vinoisin laksuba. And not only, right, so the Shammai says that if a woman says, my husband died, let me marry, so not only do we let her marry, but we give her the ksuba. But if she says, Tenuli ksubasi, if she says, give me my ksuba, aflihinase in matir noisa, we don't even allow her to marry. Let's say she comes into Bezdin and she says, Bezdin, give me my ksuba. She doesn't say, she says, my husband died, give me my ksuba. She doesn't say, my husband died, let me get married. So if she says, my husband died, give me the ksuba, aflihinase in matir noise. Not only do we not give her the ksuba, we don't let her get married. You hear this? If a woman comes and says, my husband dies, let me marry, we let her marry and we give her the ksuba. But if she says, my husband died, give me the ksuba, we don't even let her marry. My taima, adai to ksuba soi. She just wants the money. She just wants the money. If a woman says, let me marry, so we let her marry. You should die come in. So once we let her marry, well, any woman we let her marry, we have to give her the ksuba. But if she comes and says, my husband died, my husband died, give me the ksuba, now we do not give her the ksuba, we don't even let her marry. Because she's clearly focused on the money. She just wants the money. Ibailahu. So they had the following shayla. Hitiruni linase. Fletche, she says, let me marry. My husband and I married. Utnuli ksubasi. And give me the ksuba. Ma, what's halacha? Do we say, kivan da amra ksubasa adaita de ksuba asai? Do we say, since she says, talks about the ksuba, she wants the ksuba, and therefore we shouldn't give her the ksuba and we shouldn't let her marry? Meaning if she says, my husband died, let me marry and give me the ksuba. We know from the Mishnah, if she says, my husband died, let me marry, we let her marry and we give her the ksuba. But what if she says, my husband died, let me marry and give me the ksuba? Should we say, well, she wants the ksuba, we can't let her marry? Or, person says whatever they need to the Bezdin. When a person comes into Bezdin, they're going to say all the various repercussions of what they're asking for. So if they're asking, if they're saying their husband died, so they're going to say, let me marry and give me the ksuba. It's not like her mind is on the money only. Her mind, she wants to remarry. But the repercussion of that is she gets a ksuba. So she said it. Just because she said it doesn't mean that's all she thinks about. V'imtim soloimer kolmili d'isle l'inish amr l'hu l'beidina. And if you're going to say, well, whatever's on a person's mind, whatever is relevant, a person's going to say to Bezdin, What if she starts off by saying, my husband died, give me the ksuba, and by the way, let me marry. Then what? Do we also say, we'll let her marry and she'll get the ksuba? Tenuli ksubasi v'tiruni lase mahu. Do we say, hacha, over here, vaday adayta the ksuba asai? Definitely, she has in mind the ksuba. Aydilma, or maybe, hoyal tula yada b'may mishtarya. Meaning, do we say, in this case, she's definitely thinking about the ksuba because she said it first? Aydilma, or maybe, mishum tula yada b'may mishtarya. She doesn't know what's going to matter her to get married. She's afraid if she says, my husband died, let me marry, they're going to say, oh, she just wants to remarry. But she can't remarry if she's not going to get a ksuba. So she thinks, maybe let me trick them. Let me say, my husband died, give me the ksuba so they shouldn't think I just want to remarry. She doesn't know what is needed to say. She thinks maybe she has to say, give me the ksuba, and that's what's going to allow her to remarry. But she doesn't say the ksuba first because her eye is on the money. So ultimately, Gemara says, Teiku, the question stands. Elijah the prophet will come, we'll ask him this question, and he will tell us. Now, we said that a woman is believed to say her husband died. We also learned an Eid Echad is believed to say that a person's husband died. So now the question is everyone in the world a suitable, credible witness to say a woman's husband died? Says the Mishnah, Hakol Ne'aman Ala'ida. Everyone is believed to say that a husband died, Chutz Mecha Moisa, except for a mother-in-law. A mother-in-law cannot tell a woman her husband died. You know why? Because mother-in-laws hate daughters-in-law. I don't want to hear, no, my mother doesn't. No. This is a fact of life. This is like gravity. You know, Sir Isaac Newton, he was lying under the tree and the apple fell. It's not like, whoa, when I lie under a tree, the apples go up. No. There are certain phenomenon in this world that are realities of life. Maybe you know of people who put on a facade and a charade, but the Gemara is telling you a reality of life. Mother-in-laws hate daughter-in-laws. Or at least, it's very likely. Sorry, I know it's after Tisha B'Av. And you say, but what do you mean, sinas chinam? Nah, they're the mother-in-laws and say, this is not chinam, I have very good reason. It's a very good cause. Now, the interesting thing here is why a mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law. You say, well, the girl stole my son. The son used to pay attention to me, now he doesn't pay attention to me anymore. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because the mother-in-law thinks one day the husband's going to die and this lady, this daughter-in-law, she's going to take away all my money. So what do you mean? What does that have to do with the woman? It's your son. And what does that have to do with you? The answer is all the money the mother-in-law brought into the marriage, one day the daughter-in-law is going to walk away with. Who are you? What do you think? Because you went to seminary for $27,000 for a year, you're going to walk away with all my money? No, so the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law. And therefore, so now the therefore is a little bit questionable. What's the therefore? She hates her, and therefore she's going to say that her son died because either she wants to mess up She wants to mess up her daughter-in-law. She wants the daughter-in-law to marry someone else, and then her son will walk in, and she'll be messed up. So, because she hates the daughter-in-law, she is going to lie to ruin her. So you can't believe her. That's one level of understanding it. Who else hates a woman? Ubas chamaisa. And a sister-in-law. The sister-in-law also hates her sister-in-law. I don't want to hear about your sister-in-law. This is what the Gemara says. You're the daughter of your mother-in-law, the daughter of a mother-in-law, meaning your sister. A person's sister hates the person's wife. Why? Because she says, this lady, my dad's going to go, and I'm not going to get anything, your sister says, but my husband's wife's going to take away all dad's money? Because a girl, midaraisa, doesn't inherit the father, but the son and his wife inherit the father. So the daughter of a mother-in-law also cannot testify. Vitsarasa, and a co-wife. Her co-wife. Who the co-wife is going to say, look, our husband died. She's going to go marry someone else. And then he's going to walk in. So the co-wife doesn't like sharing him with someone else. So she'll lie. V'yavimta. And her... V'yavimta. What's the case of Yavimta? The wife of her Yavam. Her husband's brother's wife. Her husband's brother's wife hates her because she thinks one day she might have to share her husband with... So she thinks one day she'll have to share her husband with this woman. Now, even though it's very interesting, what do you mean share the husband? But she's saying that the husband died. So, if she's going to say, excuse me, that if the brother's wife says, you know, your husband died, so now she's going to become her tzara. So if she hates her, why would she want to become this woman's co-wife? The answer is, Tosha says, because she knows that the husband's alive and he's going to walk in, and after suffering as the co-wife for a short amount of time, ultimately, she won't be able to live with the brother. So that's another enemy. Ubas Bala, and her husband's daughter. Her husband's daughter also hates her. Why does her husband's daughter hate her? Basically, her stepdaughter. Because basically every stepdaughter hates the stepmother because who are you? You're not my mother. Why are you bothering? Why are you telling me what to do? Now it's interesting. These people are not believed to say that the husband died, but they're believed if they bring a get that the husband divorced their wife, they could be a shliach to bring her a get. Why are they believed to say? Why are they not believed to say that the husband died, but they are believed to bring a get? The answer is because when they bring a get, the Mishnah says we're not relying on them, we're relying on the document. The document speaks for itself. Ma bein get lamisa. What's the difference between a get and death? Shaksav meichiach. The text speaks for itself. Ibailahu. Bas chamia. What about instead of the mother-in-law's daughter, what about a father-in-law's daughter? In other words, what if the husband's father's daughter, not the husband's mother's daughter, the husband's father's daughter, who's not the mother's daughter, is she also an enemy of her sister-in-law? Meaning, is only a sister-in-law from the mother-in-law an enemy, or also the sister-in-law from the father-in-law an enemy? It says, my time up. What's the reason the Bas Chamoisa? What's the reason that the daughter of a mother-in-law is an enemy? Mishum de'ika, ima de'sanyala. Because there is a mother who hates her. So the daughter of a mother-in-law, she says, my mother hates this girl. Hinamisa. So I learned from my mother, like mother, like daughter. You know why the daughter of a mother-in-law also is an enemy of the sister-in-law? Because she says, my mother hates my sister-in-law, so I'll hate my sister-in-law. V'hachaleka. But over here, she's not the daughter of the mother. So there's no one for her to learn. She's not going to learn from her father. She learns from her mother. Here there is no mother that hates her because She's not the daughter of the mother-in-law. Or maybe, Taima de Bas Chamoisa, you know why the daughter of a mother-in-law hates her? The Amra, she says, Ka'achlo le gersana de ima. She's eating the estate of my mother. She's eating the hard toil of my mother that my mother brought into the marriage. So she'll say the same thing, that this girl will eventually eat the hard work of my family. So it's not her mother, so it's her father. So that's the question. Do we say that just like the daughter of a mother-in-law hates the sister-in-law, the daughter of a father-in-law likewise? Tashma, come in here. Hakol ne'amonin l'ha'ida. Everyone is believed to testify that a person's husband died, chutz mi'chamesh nashim, except for five women. One of them is a mother-in-law's daughter. Now, if a father-in-law's daughter is also believed, so it should say six women are not believed. V'misa shishavin, if a father-in-law's daughter is not believed, it should say six. Says Gemara, no. Since the same exact reason applies to a father-in-law's daughter as a mother-in-law's daughter, it's the same thing. Dilma taima de bas chamoisa. Maybe the reason for the daughter of a mother-in-law, de amra, she says ka'achla legerisna. She's eating the hard work of my de beinasai. That the maybe the reason why. See the Bach says over here. It should say de ima. Maybe the reason why the daughter of a mother-in-law hates the sister-in-law is she says she's eating my mother-in-law's hard work. So there's no nafkamina between the daughter of a mother-in-law and the daughter of a father-in-law. So why did the Braisa or the Mishnah only say the daughter of a mother-in-law? So it's because we were talking about a mother-in-law before. We said mother-in-law, so we say the daughter of the mother-in-law. But the same thing would be the daughter of a father-in-law. So the Gemara asks, this is fascinating. But we learned in a Mishnah, chutz misheva nashim, besides seven women. So what's the question here? What's this question? So Tosha says the question is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said five. But we learned in another Mishnah seven. Says that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Moisef Af Eshes Av. Rabbi Yehuda adds even the wife of the father, not a stepdaughter, a stepmother. Our Mishnah said a stepdaughter. This Mishnah adds a stepmother. The Hakala, not a mother-in-law, a daughter-in-law. So Amrulai, the rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, you know why we don't include those? Eishes av harehi b'chlal basabal. A stepmother is already included in a daughter-in-law. Because if a daughter-in-law, a stepmother is already included in a stepdaughter, what's the difference? Because once we know that a stepdaughter hates her stepmother, so then what do you think? The stepmother loves her stepdaughter? I mean, if Reuven hates Shimon, then Shimon's going to hate Reuven. So the rabbi said back to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to add those. Stepmother is included in stepdaughter. And it already says Bas Habal. Kala, a daughter-in-law, is Harei B'chal Chamoisa. If a mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law, what do you think? The daughter-in-law likes the mother-in-law? You don't like someone who hates you. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's not Pashat. What, A has a reason to hate B, B doesn't have a reason to hate A. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bishlama Chamoisa. I understand why the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law. Sanilei lekala da amar kach legarasne. She hates the daughter-in-law. You're going to eat my hard work. You're going to inherit me. Ella Kalamai Tamasan Khamas, but daughter-in-law has no reason to hate her mother-in-law. And Bishlam Abbas Habal, I understand. A stepdaughter, the Sanya Leshus Av. I understand the daughter-in-law. Excuse me, a stepdaughter hates a stepmother. The Amra Ka'achal Garasni. The aim. The stepdaughter hates her stepmother because she says, you're going to eat up my mother's hard work. My mother worked hard. The stepdaughter, the daughter of the husband, a stepdaughter hates their father's wife because they say, you know what, my mother worked hard and you're going to end up inheriting it. Ela Isha Sa'av, my time at the sign of Asabah. Why would a stepmother hate her stepdaughter? So the Gemara asks, so then why did Rabbi Yehuda add them? If Taka, there's a reason to hate only one way. The mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law. The stepdaughter hates the stepmother. But there's no reason that the other way around should hate. My Moisef Tarti. So why did Rabbi Yehuda add them? So the Gemara says, you know why Rabbi Yehuda add them? Because even though the mother-in-law has a reason to hate, help, to hate the stepdaughter, even though the mother-in-law has a reason to help to hate her daughter-in-law, the daughter-in-law has a completely different reason to hate her mother-in-law. What's that? Ella Kala Maitaina Sanil Khamai. So why does the daughter-in-law hate her mother-in-law? De Megala Livna Kalda Avda Ish Kalda Avda. You know why a daughter-in-law hates her mother-in-law? Because the mother-in-law tells her son all the garbage about his wife. The mother whispers to her son, you know, you married a very good woman, but A, she doesn't know how to be a mother. B, she doesn't know how to be a wife. And C, she doesn't know how to keep a house. Besides that, you did really good. So therefore, since the daughter-in-law knows that her mother-in-law is always ripping her behind her back, so therefore, she hates her. So the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law because the daughter-in-law has to take away her money, and the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law because the mother-in-law is always criticizing her behind her back. Aishas Avnami, a stepmother, Sanya Labasama. The stepdaughter hates the stepmother because the stepmother is going to take away all her money, or the money of the mother. But the stepmother hates the stepdaughter because the stepdaughter tells her father all the dirt about the stepmother. So therefore, it's not the same type of hatred. The mother-in-law has one reason to hate the daughter-in-law, that the daughter-in-law is going to take away all the money. And the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law because the mother-in-law criticizes her behind her back. So that's why Yehuda adds it. And what did the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon said that they hate each other for the same reason. Because once the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law because the daughter-in-law is going to take away all the money, so now the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law for the same reason. Because since you hate me, so I hate you back. I don't have to hate you because you criticize me. Even if you didn't criticize me, I would hate you anyway. So, meaning it's reciprocal. When Reuven hates Shimon, Shimon just hates him back. The Rabbanon hold, like water reflects the face. Like water reflects a face, so too a heart reflects the feelings. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk is not giving us such deep psychological insight. Kamayim panim upon him, kein leib bnei adam, doesn't mean that I feel about you what you feel about me. Nah. People ask me all the time, how could it be I like the guy but he hates me? So you know why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no such pasuk as Kamayim Panam Apam Kain Leib Bnei Adam Achaver. What the pasuk means is, Rabbi Yehuda he bedivrei Torah ksev. That pasuk is referring to Torah. What does that mean? The more effort you put into Torah, the more you'll understand it. According to the attention and the heart that you put into the Torah, you'll understand it. If you're yogeya, you'll comprehend. If you don't toil, you won't understand. Or it refers to a Rebbe. If your Rebbe likes you and he smiles at you, you'll understand the learning. But if he doesn't smile at you and he doesn't show you friendship, you're not going to understand. That's what it means. Kalev, kemayim panim upanim, kain lev bnei adam chaveroi. Rashi says, "Im rabbi mazver loipanim, hu machim." If your Rebbe shows you favor, you'll become wise. And if not, you won't become wise. Okay, my Rabbi, so we'll see you tomorrow at 9:15. Bracha v'atzlacha, have a good night. Kol tov.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rob.
Pleasure. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.